Niall, Cor Gorgeous, you're after picking up the Man of the Match award, but I suppose more important from your point of view is you've come through to the county semi-final once again.
Exactly that. I don't think it matters who picks up the Man of the Match, Tom, as you said. It's just important to get through to the semi-final, and quarter-final is there to be won, and that's what we've done. We wouldn't be too happy with how we won it, but we're still in the draw for the semi-final, and it was too close for comfort there.
And yeah, it was a bit close for comfort, wasn't it? Ethan Harkin went off, and was he injured, or was it just that he was run out of steam, or had been rested, or what? Because he came back on. That was a seriously pressure kick.
Oh, massive. I'm not too sure what Ethan, when you're playing, you don't really kind of cop on like what's going on, but just focusing on your own game. But no, I seen Ethan coming on there, and fair play to Ethan. You know, he had a few nice frees in the first half, and you got to give the lad, he's only a young lad coming to the senior team this year, and big pressure kick, and he stuck it over, and that'll give him the world a good now, confidence going to the next game.
Half time, 9-9, what was the feeling? You know, did you feel that you had done enough, maybe happy enough, had taken McCool's best shots?
I think we were 3 or 4 up going into the water break, would that be right?
Yeah.
I think McCool's outscored was then maybe 4-1 or 4-0, and we just kind of, we weren't happy with that period. And then I suppose going to the second half, we were kind of down the hill going into the wind, or we were with the wind with us, and we thought we'd kind of pick off the scores easier, but that wasn't to be. McCool's were patient, they kept the ball over and back, they were hard to break down, and we just couldn't break them down, and they got the penalty then, Tom.
Yeah.
And but no, I think we showed great character then the last quarter. We kind of just reeled off a few points there, and luckily we just come through that game.
Yeah, you were patient, I suppose, in the end, and it's that patience that comes from experience.
I think so. Maybe this team, if we were in that situation maybe 3-4 years ago, Tom, I think we would have crumbled, but the lads stepped up. You know, us lads, we're not the younger lads anymore, I suppose. We're a good bit down the road, and I think Keane Mulligan at the last point there, James Carroll came off the bench, had a nice one. He said Ethan Harkin got a score. So I think the younger lads, well, not the younger lads now, the middle-aged lads now are coming to their own, and you still have the backbone of the team there with the experienced lads.
You mentioned Keane Mulligan. Keane had a big influence in the second half. His running and speed and pace caused problems for McCool.
I think Keane's, this is probably one of his best years now for Gidori. He's absolutely flying. So he is. He's probably the best. I've seen him playing for Gidori. He's probably been our best player today, Tom, all year. He's coming up with goals and scores, and it's good to see Keane back to his best.
Yeah. Lined out today without your regular midfield in Michael Carroll and Oran McNeillis, what's the story with those?
I'm based away from home, you see, so I don't really know what's going on during the week. I just went to the meeting yesterday and I seen the team, and you know, I just focus on my own performance, and hopefully have them lads back probably next week.
Yeah, because you've what, 5-6 days now to prepare for a county semi-final. It'll be either Kilcare, Niamh Connell, Bundoran or St Eunan's.
That's it, depends on the draw, you're out Saturday or Sunday, but I think all the teams are the same. You know, Kilcare and Glenty's played yesterday, but sir, one day is not much of a difference, Tom. All teams are level going in, and I suppose now with the games online, it's streaming, you can kind of have a good look at them. But no, it's just now getting the bodies right. It'll be a bit of tactical work, tweaking, looking at teams. But every team's doing the same work anyway, Tom, so I don't think the day difference is going to make much of a difference.